May 1, always with us. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. John chapter 14, verse 18. Christ desired his disciples to understand that he would not leave them orphans. I will not leave you comfortless, he declared. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. John chapter 14, verses 18 and 19. Precious, glorious assurance of eternal life. Even though he was to be absent, their relation to him was to be that of a child to its parent. At that day he said, Ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. John chapter 14, verse 20. He sought to impress the minds of the disciples with a distinction between those who are of the world and those who are of Christ. He was about to die, but he desired them to realize that he would live again. And although after his ascension he would be absent from them, yet by faith they might see and know him, and he would have the same loving interest in them that he had while with them. The words spoken to the disciples come to us through their words. The Comforter is ours as well as theirs, at all times and in all places, in all sorrows and in all affliction, when the outlook seems dark and the future perplexing, and we feel helpless and alone. These are times when the Comforter will be sent in answer to the prayer of faith. There is no Comforter like Christ, so tender and so true. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. His Spirit speaks to the heart. Circumstances may separate us from our friends. The broad, restless ocean may roll between us and them. Though their sincere friendship may still exist, they may be unable to demonstrate it by doing for us that which would be gratefully received. But no circumstances, no distance, can separate us from the Heavenly Comforter. Wherever we are, wherever we may go, he is always there. One given in Christ's place, to act in his stead, he is always at our right hand, to speak soothing, gentle words, to support, sustain, uphold, and cheer. The influence of the Holy Spirit is the life of Christ in the soul. This Spirit works in and through everyone who receives Christ. Those who know the indwelling of this Spirit reveal its fruit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Review and Herald, October 26, 1897.